Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, free for all Friday. It's warm, but it's, you know, partly cloudy and a nice afternoon. I think there's really basically no chance of rain today. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. I've got a couple of calls to knock out here, and I don't think I'm going to give out the number anymore this hour because we've just got too much stuff to cover between now and the end of the show. Earlier, we were talking about yesterday. I was talking about what Bruce Springsteen said at the opening of his European tour in London. Very critical of the president of the United States, kind of like what the Dixie Chicks did at the beginning of the Gulf War. I wonder if Bruce Springsteen is going to suffer like the Dixie Chicks did. I don't think so, because it's Bruce Springsteen. Anyway, we'll talk again about what he said, and then the president of the United States is really PO'd, and he responded, and I'll tell you what he responded with, and he was really, really critical with what Bruce Springsteen said, and really critical of him personally. Said he's not talented, and he's a prune rocker. And I don't know whether the president has a... I don't know whether he has a mirror. Maybe not, because I don't know if he's in a position to call somebody else a prune rocker. Anyway, also, the president is taking credit for Taylor Swift no longer being hot. And I don't mean looks-wise, saying that she's no longer hot. Like, she's not out there. She's not in the news every day like she was. And it's because she criticized him that she's no longer hot. So we'll set the record straight on that. So again, see, we've got a lot to get to. Let's see. This week we heard a lot about just the revelations about Joe Biden and his decline and how it was kept from the media. And it was even hidden from his own staff. I mean, you know, I talked on the air like during the campaign, and I mentioned this yesterday. I talked endlessly on the air about how Joe Biden does not appear to be capable of being a presidential candidate, and he is not capable, does not appear to be capable of being president. So he should not be running. And I was very critical of his condition. But there were people who wanted to call the show and say he had dementia or he had this or he had that. And these people are just average people. They don't know. They've just been told things by what they see. Well, maybe they sense things by what they see, but they were told things specifically from the conservative media. And so they don't have any firsthand evidence. And really, the conservative media didn't either. We didn't know. The media in general did not know. And I don't often defend the media. But the media didn't know. Because if the media knew, the media would have gone after that story. I guarantee it. And as I have mentioned, the liberal media, the perceived liberal media, certainly went after Bill Clinton, who they liked. The argument could be that they liked Bill Clinton. Well, why were they so vicious when it came to Monica Lewinsky? Because it was a good story. And the media cares more about a good story than they care about protecting political ideology. So being a Democrat, being a liberal, that doesn't mean crap when it comes to a good story, because they're going after the story. And the media just didn't know for sure. And a lot of average people think they knew for sure, and they didn't. And that's okay for a barroom conversation, but it's not okay when you're officially in the media and you're trying to be official with things. But man, we learned for sure that Biden was totally out of it and like mumbling in staff meetings, and it's a good thing he never became president. All right. So, again, a lot to get to. Also coming up, we're going to talk about the 8 subtle traits of people who have a low IQ. And some of these people actually call this show. And they also post on my Facebook page and Instagram account. All right. Let's get these calls out of the way. Let's go to Monica in Algiers. Monica, I want to personally thank you for hanging on and welcome to the show.
Of course. Good. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good.
All right. Lots to get to. So let's make it quick. As far as the young lady, the baby getting shot, young men need help. We need to be better role models. Adults need to do better. Mm-hmm. If you look at our country and the world and how things are done, we're still fighting wars, and we're in 2025. We have a soap opera of a country. Every day we wake up to some other, you know, bizarre thing that this man is doing or done.
Yeah.
Kids don't have a good role model, and they're becoming depressed and anxiety-ridden way before we ever did, for sure.
No, I think you're right.
So as far as that goes, young men of any color, I don't care, because the school shootings, that's a serious epidemic going on in our country, and you can't just say, oh, let's ban guns. That's not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like we need to stand up and do something major, and I love that Freddie King called in. Freddie King is amazing. He's a great thing for Algiers. He's amazing. And I'm excited about Helena Moreno, too. So as far as that goes, we need to step up and be better role models.
Yeah.
There's so many topics. Oh, my goodness. Blah, 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 blah.
I know. And I'm going to do that. While you're figuring that out.
I got my NOLA Strong shirt.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I got my NOLA Strong shirt from Logo Express. It was awesome. I got to meet the main guy that's always talking on the air. I recognize his voice, too. So that was a great experience going to Lugo Express, my first time.
Cool.
Then I went to LA Guns last night. That was amazing. Of course, ran into Jimmy. He's hilarious. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So we hung out, met the band. It was amazing. I was kind of bummed there wasn't more people there. Goodness, what about the other topics? What did I tell Coleman that I was going to talk about? I'm trying to think what else.
Oh, there's so many. We're talking about what Kid Rock said about the reason we have a low birth rate is because no guys want to sleep with ugly ass, broke, crazy, TDS liberal women. Well, what about the conservative women? Why don't you bang them?
Well, yeah, and, you know, maybe not bang, maybe, you know, have relations, let's say.
Yes.
But the point is that maybe I think a lot of women are tired of dealing with narcissistic men who are just...
Yeah.
Full of themselves, or who are just it's not there. I don't know. There's just something missing. I'm married. I've been married for 20 years, happily married. So I'm
cool.
Glad I'm not dating anymore. But I would walk out of a concert, and I applaud Bruce Springsteen for going over there and standing up for our country and saying something, because not all of us are okay with what's happening. This is a major situation that songs have been singing about since the 60s, fighting for all of these rights, and now they're just all getting taken away that our ancestors have fought for. And it's like, no, you can't come in and just be a dictator. This is dictatorship. This is Nazi Germany type of stuff. This is really crazy, and we should all be in the streets. We should just all stop working and all stop participating and being modern-day slaves and making them more money. And but it's insane.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that.
I'm going to
keep working. But look, Monica, I appreciate your passion. And
I know that. I mean, I'm working, but I'm just saying, like, if we broke the system down, is what.
Well, you know, we have to be
together as the United States.
We have to be careful.
We're all divided. We're not united.
We have to be careful with who we vote for. And we have to find a way to get back to being able to disagree and not have politics define who we are. But Monica, always love when you call. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. You know, it didn't used to be this way. And maybe it's because I have this theory that a lot of Americans are insecure, and they want meaning. They want to feel like they have power. And they don't really have much meaning or definition in their lives. And maybe they have boring jobs. Maybe they're in boring marriages. And politics is the one thing that makes them who they are. Defining themselves politically. This is who I am. And they will speak out. They'll speak out at any moment on politics. And if you disagree with them politically, you are disagreeing with their very core being, who they are as a person. You are bashing them if you disagree with them politically. And it's sad that people define themselves so much by politics. I mean, I don't. I do this show. And I you know, do stuff when I'm off the air, you know, responding to stuff on social media, Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. And I write blogs and do things when I'm off the air. But man, when I'm done with all of that, I'm not thinking about this stuff. This doesn't define me. And that, I think that's a problem in America. All right. I'm going to review what the president said in response to Springsteen, and I'll remind you what Springsteen said. We'll do that in a few minutes. But look, let's go over these eight. Wait, we got to get to some text messages. All right, let's do the text messages first. All right, here's Coleman. He's gathered up a couple of text messages.
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about Chris Rock's expertise when it comes to, you know, the lack of birth rates. This one text says, Kid Rock should hook up with Roseanne Barr to increase the population. I want to go to his concerts for the music. Ignore the politics.
I had to get over that image there for a moment.
Yeah, so we had a text like said that and just went off into something else without even like, wait, hold up. What did you just say?
Yeah, wait a minute. What?
I mean, they're both, I guess, conservative ideologies, so maybe they
have. Yeah, they are. Yeah, maybe they have a little of, you know, they could give birth to, you know, 8-pound, 7-ounce, conservative infant.
All right. This text kind of proves that maybe we shouldn't take Kid Rock's relationship advice too seriously because of how he thinks about women. This is paraphrasing Kid Rock. Kid Rock, paraphrase, quote unquote, says, women are like parking spaces. The best ones are taken and the rest are handicapped.
Oh, man.
So imagine, you know.
No wonder Pamela Anderson. No wonder he lost Pamela Anderson. You know, he had a hot babe there for a while. That's pretty disgusting, though. It's pretty disgusting. I mean, it's 2025, kid. You don't need to be talking about that. But yeah, to talk about these liberal women. I mean, again, you can't fall in love with conservative women. You can't have children with conservative women. So anyway, it's kind of a dumb statement that he made.
I kind of relate to this one. This text says a guy on YouTube says he hides the fact that he is a Trump supporter because he prefers liberal women because they are hotter, nicer, and not as high maintenance. There you go.
Well, that could be. You know, the stereotypical conservative woman might be perceived as being a little uptight, you know. But I tell you, you know, I knew somebody years ago who was in the business of selling adult toys. And she told me that her biggest customers were conservative women, were Republican women. I don't know why. I don't know if she did any research on that, but she told me that her biggest customers were conservative women.
And I kind of relate to that because I'm guilty that when I'm pursuing a woman, the two things I never bring up is my political beliefs and my religious beliefs. Like if I could avoid that conversation because I know my political beliefs and my religious beliefs may not be everybody's acquired taste, especially some of the women I'm attracted to. So I don't lie, but I just avoid any religious or political conversations. So I kind of understand that.
Do you think you could be with somebody, Coleman, who had just the total opposite political views as yours and was very vocal about it?
I can because I'm very patient. It's more tolerate my...
You are very tolerant. I would describe you as very tolerant and very
really
patient. I think
going.
You could. I don't think I could. Right. I wouldn't put up with her.
If it became a nuisance, I'd be like, okay, I get it. You know, we've been dating for so long. I kind of get where you stand on these issues. Kind of blow it off.
But I mean, you might want to get to the point where you just say, just shut up, you know, please. Shut up.
Now I just ghost them before I get verbally abusive. Like, shut up. I just be like, all right, this is not working out. I'll see you at the bar. And his last text says, Scooter, you're a hoarder. Please get rid of all your dresses.
I don't have a lot of dresses. I've got a few. From the Red Dress Run. That's it. From the Red I got a few from the Red Dress Run. That's all. That's all. Hey, listen, these 11 inmates that escaped Orleans Parish Prison, I just want to make this comment. Why did it take 2 hours for Orleans Parish to let Ann Kirkpatrick and NOPD know? I got a theory. I think they were so embarrassed they didn't want NOPD to know, and they were going to try to catch them within 2 hours so they wouldn't have to tell NOPD. And then when they lost them over the 2 hours, they had to tell NOPD. But that's another reminder of the lack of communication between departments in the city of New Orleans. And this is historic. you know, these different entities in New Orleans, like the mayor's office or the NOPD or Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department. A lot of times departments, they're so territorial, they don't talk to each other because they're just into their own thing. So I think that's kind of a shame. All right, look, we're out of time now. I got to get to this break, but I promise as soon as we come back from this break, I'll get to the eight subtle traits of people with a low IQ. And I guarantee you, we know some of these people. All right, it's a Free for All Friday, Bayou Boogaloo this weekend, today through Sunday. At the mortuary, Tales of the Macabre. Yeah, go to Mortuary Live. No, go to mortuary.live and get your tickets. That's a fun thing. All right, Friday afternoon, and we'll be back on WWE.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1970, Jefferson Airplane singer Marty Balin was arrested for possession of marijuana and contributing to the delinquency of minors in Bloomington, Minnesota. Marty Balin's hotel room was raided by police at 5:30 in the morning, and they found Marty Balin and friends with several girls aged 12 to 17 in the room. He was sentenced to 1 year of hard labor and a $100 fine. He appealed and ended up paying only a $100 fine. That is injustice. Now, it was 1970, and I know things were a little different back then. But that's not justice. I mean, what were they doing with 12 to 17-year-olds in their room at 5:30 in the morning? And you see, these celebrities get off with these crimes. I mean, they do. If this would have been anybody else, they would have been thrown in jail. And they should have been thrown. Marty Balin and maybe even his friends should have been, I mean, they should have been thrown in jail. Yeah, his friends, too. 12 to 17-year-old girls in the room at 5:30 in the morning, and he's busted for marijuana. And he ends up paying a $100 fine. That is not justice, and that should have been a lot different. Hey, let me remind you that this is the last day to enter to go see Shaboozey in concert. It's a whole experience. The show is Great American Roadshow in concert at the Fillmore in New Orleans, Thursday, October the 2nd. Winning is so easy. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. wwl.com/contest with an S. And you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets. So don't miss out on this epic musical journey with country music star Shaboozey, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. All right. I don't know if I'm going to get to any of these comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account, but here was the last video that I posted. Did the liberal media know for sure about President Biden's mental condition during the campaign and hid it from the American people? Before you answer, how did you know for sure? And another comment is another post is about the young girl who was shot, who has now been declared brain dead. And then there's also a post about I posted a video about the 9-year-old girl, and then my conversation with Freddie King. So anyway, all of that and more on Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. And if you haven't joined us, I hope you will. The president of the United States is saying that because Taylor Swift criticized him, she's no longer hot. I mean, not in terms of looks, but she's just no longer hot. She's not in the news anymore. Well, could it be that she was on tour for a couple of years and the tour ended, and that maybe she's not in the news because after tours, a lot of artists take breaks? So, I mean, that was just a really phony attempt to try to stroke his ego. Yeah, now that she talked negative about me, she's no longer hot. Well, she ended a long tour that had gone on for a couple of years. All right, here are the 8 subtle traits of people that have low IQs. We'll start with number 8. Let me go back here. All right. Number 8. They're self-centered. Self-centered. People who are self-centered. Now, not just alone self-centered. I mean, there are other traits as well. But one of the traits of having a low IQ is being self-centered. And I want you to think about all the people that these traits may apply to. Number 7, they lack empathy. People with a low IQ lack empathy. Number 6, they have a hard time thinking in hypothetical terms. Number 5, they don't change their minds very often. Number 4, they see the world in black and white. Well, this describes a lot of people that make posts on my Facebook page and Instagram account, that's for sure. Number 3, they don't know what they don't know. Like all of you who are saying, yeah, we knew Biden we had dementia, we knew Biden had all these problems. You didn't know. You heard it. But you heard it from the media. And this is the other thing. If the media was hiding it, how do you know? You're not in Washington, D.C. You're not following Biden around. You don't know. You were told. So it was in the media. Now, the liberal media talked about it as well. But, you know, we didn't know for sure. And I don't consider myself part of the liberal media, but I'm part of the media. All right. The number 2 subtle trait of a low IQ, they struggle to adapt to new situations. Yeah, that is so true. Like, new situations like a same-sex marriage is legal. Marriage is this. They can't adjust to new situations. And number one, I wasn't expecting that. The number one subtle trait of people with a low IQ, they're not very curious. Yeah, they don't care about like going beyond what they're told. They don't care about going beyond what they hear. They just stick with that one thing. And when it comes to this show, the idea that, you know, you never talk about Biden, you never say anything negative, not true. You're not very curious. You don't listen beyond just, you know, one thing that you hear. And if I'm honest about the president of the United States and that's negative, that's not a lie. And a lot of people think that I lie, and I don't lie. I've never told a lie on this show. And if I have said something that was incorrect, it wasn't a lie, because a lie is something that you purposely say to deceive people or to hide something. And if I say something that's not true, I immediately correct it. So, it's fascinating because, you know, when this comes up, I have openly asked the entire audience to call in or text in a lie that I've told. I've done this on Facebook as well. Tell me a lie that I've told. Nobody can come up with anything. It's because I don't lie. And what these people are saying is that when I say something they disagree with, they think that's a lie. Well, it's not. It's just something that they disagree with.
All right.
All right, so, Coleman. Did any one of these strike you?
Yeah. So, based on what I know about myself,
yeah,
out of the eight, I think I'm guilty of two.
Okay.
Two out of the eight. So I guess that's
you're in 20%. Good shape. You're in good shape then. So, all right, which two?
Eight. I gotta get like. I am sort of self-centered a little bit. I can be very confident, and it may come across as being egotistical or megalomaniacal every now and then. Because, you know, I am very confident about the things I'm very good at, and I am very boastful when I succeed sometimes.
Are you more so after a couple of Jack Daniels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And number three, I don't know what I don't know. Sometimes I'm guilty of not knowing things that I don't know, but how do I not know the things that I don't know if I don't know the things I'm supposed to know, if I'm not knowing that I'm not supposed to know those things that I don't know? So, yeah, eight and three of the two.
You better draw stick figures on that for me, because I just got really confused. Well, you know, it's okay. You know, when you know what you know, but when you have a certain amount of information, you have to think beyond the information and wonder if there's something else that you don't know. And a lot of people don't do that. And it's kind of a shame. But, you know, as I read these eight subtle traits of people with a low IQ, we know people, you know, people listening, you and I know, we know people who are like this. And we know people that have these traits, some family members and some friends and some people that you might hear on the radio. All right, when we come back, a quick review of what Bruce Springsteen said as he began his European tour, and then the President of the United States' response, which was really, really vicious. We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, I don't know if it's fair to say that Bruce Springsteen is not a talented guy and that he's dumb as a rock. See, this is the kind of criticism that just loses me. When you make these kind of criticisms, I think you lose credibility because it sounds like you're just saying anything you want to say. Yeah, he's dumb as a rock. He's not even talented. You don't have to like Bruce Springsteen or his music, but it's really challenging to accept the idea that he's dumb as a rock and not talented. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
WWL. Okay, Friday afternoon, and as the clock ticks away, this will evolve into one hell of a Friday night. All right, another post that got a lot of attention on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page this week was it was a caller that called in and asked a really dumb question, and I've got the blog that kind of sets it up and leads up to it, but then that we've got the actual call. It's actually linked to the actual call, which is on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram, so you can check it out and comment on that. I mean, it was just a really, really dumb question, and you know, sometimes we have to react to that. But I think I really think this week I've tried to become more empathetic of those people that just don't get it. All right, look, let me remind you of what Bruce Springsteen said when he opened up his European concert tour in London. He said, "The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of music, of art and music and rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experiment to join with us and raise your voices against authoritarianism and let freedom ring. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now in my country. They're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on the loyal American workers." Well, the president was a little PO'd about this, and he said, "I see the highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music, his radical left, and importantly, he's not talented. He's not a talented guy. Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst president ever, who came close to destroying our country. If I wasn't elected, it would have gone to Sleepy Joe, and Sleepy Joe didn't even have a clue what he was doing. But Springsteen, dumb as a rock, couldn't see what was going on. Or could he? Which is even worse. This dried up prune rocker, his skin all atrophied, ought to keep his mouth shut," all in caps, "until he gets back to the country. That's just standard fare. And then we'll see how it goes for him." Well, first of all, to say dumb as Iraq, you know, I don't think you should say somebody is as dumb as a country. Because I guess there are a few smart people in Iraq. I got that from a text. Trump said he's dumb as Iraq. No, dumb as a rock. Dumb as a rock. So, yeah, I mean, you know, pretty vicious stuff. But, you know, when you say that Springsteen's not talented, when you say that he's dumb as a rock, you know, you're just throwing out statements there. You know, you're just bashing. You're not really thinking. You know, this is not an intelligent response to Bruce Springsteen. It is an ego-driven rant. Again, you don't have to agree with Springsteen. You don't have to like his music. You don't have to like him. But he's talented. And he's not dumb. Again, I don't like opera. But those people are talented people. And I'm not going to say that, you know, some opera singer is not talented, even though I don't care for the music. So I just think this is just a typical kind of rant. I understand that this particular president cannot help but respond to every single little thing that's said about him. And he really brings more attention to it. He could respond. If I were him, I would probably respond as well. I might have, if somebody said something negative about me, as they often do. I comment on it sometimes. I don't comment on all of them. Believe me, I do not comment on all of them. But I comment on some of them only to point out that there are those people out there who want to get ugly. If we disagree, you know, this is America, and we can all disagree, and we have freedom of speech. And this country has never agreed. From the inception of this country, we've never agreed on everything. And there have always been disagreements, especially about politics. What's different today is people want to get ugly and nasty if they disagree with you or if you disagree with them. And as I said earlier, I think part of this is because people take politics so personally that if they disagree with your opinion, then they take it so personally that it's like attack on them personally. And so anyway, we just live in really interesting times. And, you know, we'll be talking about all of this as time goes on. Hey, I've been really into the NBA playoffs. I'm pulling for the Knicks. I can't believe the Knicks just got wasted by the Celtics the other night. And then last night, Oklahoma City lost to the Denver Nuggets. I would like to see OKC in the playoffs as well. I'd like to see them continue on. And, I mentioned this week that I had been watching the series Love on the Spectrum, and it's about autistic people. And I had seen bits and parts of it, but I ended up watching the last part of this last season. And I watched, I would watch one or two episodes every night. And these people became part of my life. And I really lamented when it was over the other night. And because the next day I realized I'm going to go home and these people are not going to be in my living room. They're not going to be part of my life. And sometimes, you know, you binge on a series and these people are part of your life and they're in your home. They're with you and you spend time with them and you really get to know them. And I was really sad when that episode ended. I'm going to have to go back and see some of the earlier parts of this that I didn't see because I saw the last six episodes of the last season. But I've kind of replaced it with other friends who have been in my life recently. And it's the people on Bob's Burgers, the Belchers. Coleman, did you watch Bob's Burgers?
I've seen a few episodes, but I didn't really get into Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man, I think it's hysterical. I mean, I Bob and Linda, and I love what's her name? I'm drawing a blank here. Okay, there's Tina. There's Gene. Gene might be gay. I'm not really. And Gene wants to do his mom in the worst kind of way. He wants to do his mom. I mean, there's, you know, some really weird stuff in there. But I mean, I think Bob's Burgers is hysterical. The little girl with the pink the pink ears.
I know who you're talking about. I think Crystal Shaw plays her voice.
I don't. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank here because I know it. Is it? Oh, come on! Somebody text me real quick. I'm just having a total blank out here. And you know, the more you try to think of it, the more you're blocked. Lucille? No, not Lucille.
Louise?
Louise, that's it, Louise. I love little Louise. I mean, that's a smart girl. She's got a high IQ. She can figure a lot of stuff out. But Bob's Burgers is back in my life, kind of replacing the loss from Love on the Spectrum. Love on the Spectrum, by the way, is it's about people with autism, like young adults, like 20, 25, in their mid-20s, maybe early 30s, and they're trying to hook up. They're trying to date people. And it's just been so interesting watching these people who are 25, 30, 35, and they've never kissed anybody other than like their mother or their father. And I mean, even a kiss on the cheek was like so amazing to them. And it was so sweet that I loved watching them try to date and try to work things out. But I got Bob's Burgers back. Also, one thing that I still like to do, and I started doing this during the pandemic, but during the pandemic, every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, I would watch the horror movie, the Svengoolie horror movie on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I would watch that. And you know, that's something that I still try to do today. I mean, if I have something big or fun to go to, I'm not going to watch it. I'll go to that and go do it. But if I can, this is a routine that I started during the pandemic and I continue with it today. And so every Saturday night, I want to be there at 7 o'clock and watch the stupid horror movie. I mean, some of them are great classics, but some of them are just really, really dumb. But I love watching that. But, you know, maybe one day next week we can talk about any routines that you started during the pandemic that you continue to do today. All right. I'm Scoot. We're going to get out of here and we'll come back to wrap up the show. It's not official, but it sure feels like summertime out there. So be prepared for that. It's hot AF. and it's going to be hot all weekend. All right, the weekend is here. Bayou Boogaloo is here. And don't forget to check out Tales of the Macabre at the Mortuary. It's something really different to do for a date. I did it this week. I loved it. And, man, you know, hang out and enjoy the cocktail scene at the 1930s bar at the end of the tour after you hear all the scary stories. All true stories, by the way. All right, and go to mortuary.live. Mortuary.live is how you get your tickets. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak, they'll talk about the questions surrounding the Saints heading into organized team activities, and will Tyler Shuck be the starting quarterback for the first game? I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Newman, Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Join me on Facebook and Instagram after the show. It's Scoot on the Air, and I just want to say, love you, New Orleans.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.